If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Monday Motivation. It's going down right here. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Luckily, we don't have to worry about scheduling issues too often here on the show. We know we have to be here, you know, at a certain time. The show ends, and this is when we're allowed to go home. Well, if you work another job where hours are scheduled and you're supposed to be there, such as at the Waffle House, it's kind of important that the schedules are proper. There was an issue caused at a Waffle House in Birmingham, Alabama, and it made it so they were short-staffed. How short-staffed? Well, they only had one person. The guy's name was Ben. He showed up last Saturday night. Poor Ben. And he had to, you know, deal with all the craziness. It's a Saturday. People are drunk. You want your, you know, your Waffle House and your food. Well, guess what? Ben was all by himself, and he had to take everyone's orders, do all the cooking, bust the tables, and wash the dishes. This dude was totally overwhelmed, understandably.
Ben.
Around midnight, an older gentleman came in. As he was eating, he stood up, asks for an apron, got behind the counter, and started helping Ben out. Two other customers saw this, so of course, once you start one thing, other people will jump in. They help, so Ben ended up getting behind the counter, cooking the food. This one lady in heels is like busting the tables. This other old man in the apron was helping out with the food orders.
Oh, that's so cool.
I mean, that's pretty dope, and I hope Ben gets a raise. He should be a manager.
Do you know how many labor laws, insurance laws, and health laws were probably violated?
I was going to say, I don't think that's legal, but I think it's very sweet.
Hey, did you guys just breaking all the rules, and I don't think it's proper. I would shut it down.
No, you're right about that. I'm surprised. But you know what, though? When you're that hungry and drunk, I don't care. Get me my food. So shout out to Ben and all the people helping out doing their thing.
Yes.
Mackenzie, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
I think this is so cool. There's a new UCLA institute will study and spread kindness. So get this. UCLA, they have this new, it's the launch of the world's first research institute on kindness. It'll explore, for instance, how and why being nice to others reduces depression, risk of cancer, and cardiovascular disease. It's such a profound effect. The Institute's work will focus on three themes: the root of kindness, how to promote it, and how to use it as therapeutic intervention to improve mental and physical health. So I always say, I'm sure you've seen the little cute thing that's like, kindness is free, doesn't cost a thing, sprinkle it everywhere. It's true, and it benefits you just to be kind.
Yeah, and you can kill people with it.
That's right.
Kill them with kindness.
That's right, and a smile.
And Live the Web Girl, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
So mine is actually about John Cena. So John Cena is playing in that new movie, Playing with Fire. He's the lead role, and it's about firefighters. And so he said he's been doing all of these interviews, and of course people ask him about firefighters and first responders. And he always says, you know, yeah, they're my heroes. And he said he wanted to show more than just talk and really do something for them. So he donated $500,000 to the first responders and the firefighters in California right now, beating those fires, those wildfires. And so then not only did he do that, but today is Veterans Day. And so he made a pact a couple of weeks ago saying that he was going to match every donation that was made to FitOps, which is a veterans organization preventing veteran suicide. And he has donated $1 million to them.
That's absolutely incredible. And I will mention, it is 11/11. It is a very lucky day. If you want to manifest, put things into the universe, today's a good day.
All right, that is your Monday Motivation here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up in two songs, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. Of course, we're going to talk about Veterans Day. If you know a veteran, we want to make sure they get some deals. There's all kinds of great places out there for that. Turkeys run amok, and it's going to be cold across the country. Joe's Need to Know News, it's coming up.